Welcome to I Run Radio. Coming up, Canada's defense minister, who runs at all hours of the day.
My schedule is obviously quite difficult to manage. And one thing I realized was, one, whether I'm in Ottawa or international, I just got to get out and run. So in Ottawa, on average, I'm probably running after 10 p.m. I know it doesn't work for some people, but for me, it works fine. I actually can sleep afterwards.
Running for Parliament and all over the world.
I try to go for a run wherever I go. So in Ireland, I was in Ireland with the Prime Minister. I went for a run in Phoenix Park where we were staying. Wherever I go, including in Canada. It's such a nice way to actually figure out what the place is like.
And Canada's Minister of Sport shares her love of running.
This was going to be a way to blow off steam at the end of a long, hard day, let the mind wander, enjoy some beautiful routes, and it quickly became about what's the next distance and you want to hit that personal best and recording every run. But I absolutely loved it.
On this edition of I Run Radio, interviews with three federal cabinet ministers, Defense Minister Harjit Sajjan, who was recently on the cover of I Run magazine, Environment Minister Catherine McKenna, who has run in many interesting places across the world, and the Minister of Sport Kirsty Duncan, who has a passion for running, even though injuries have limited her opportunities to run. But let's get things started now with the editor and general manager of I Run, Ben Kaplan. Hello, Ben.
Hey there.
How are you doing this week?
Feeling just fine. Thanks for asking.
You know, I'm thinking back to Ottawa race weekend, going back a few weeks now, and I think one of the highlights for you that weekend was you got to meet our defense minister, Harjit Sajjan, who was on the cover of the magazine. Great photo shoot, yielding some fantastic photos of the defense minister. And he came to our booth at Ottawa Race Weekend and took pictures with people and met some local runners. That was a pretty cool moment.
Yeah, there's a thing that people have. They used to describe actors or wrestlers or something. If they have that special something, that like the X factor,
yeah,
it's called the Q factor, but whatever. And he really has that.
He's got that star power.
He's got the star power. It really felt like, wow, we're contributing to society. I had you over there, and John Stanton was over there, and John Halverson was over there, and it felt like a real. He was there, you know, and it was all happening at our booth and the expo, and you just felt like, wowie, wowie, hey, Ma, look at me now.
Yeah, and what I remember from talking to him, and we're going to have our interview with Harjit Sajjan on the show this week, I remember about how he runs at all hours, and he's never sure what time zone he's on because he travels the world as defense minister, and then even if he wasn't defense minister, he's back and forth between Ottawa and Vancouver, where his home riding is, so sometimes when he's in Ottawa, he feels like he's on Vancouver time, so he goes for a run at 11 o'clock at night because his body sort of feels like it's 8 o'clock at night. And sometimes it's even later than that. So, you know, he gets the runs in no matter what time it is. So I tip my hat to him for that.
I mean, that can-do attitude is, it's always great talking to runners because all runners have their own secret way of getting it done, you know?
Yeah.
And that's his tip. And if he can do that, and how many of our listeners, how many people get up early in the morning before they take the kids to school, you know, and go out and run at 4:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning? I know you do that. You know, everybody has to sort of, you know, there's a million ways to say, I can't do this, but all you really need to find is that one thing that makes you say, I can.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And you're right as well that every runner, every successful runner has a way of fitting it in. And that's what I tell people. You know, you can be busy, but if you're not running, you're making excuses, right? You've got to find a way to fit it in, and you can find a way to fit it in. Just the other day, I was waiting for a call from somebody. They said, I'm going to call you around 4 o'clock, and it was 20 to 4. And I thought, I haven't run yet today. I can wait until after this guy calls, but I got to pick my kids up after that. So then maybe I could run after I get my kids, get them home, get them some food. Maybe I'll run on the treadmill. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to start running right now. And when the guy calls, I'll stop. I'll do the phone call. I'll have this meeting on the phone. And then I'll finish my run afterwards. So if I end up with 2 20-minute runs on either side of this 15-minute phone call, that's okay. I'll get the run in. So I start running, and the guy never called. So I ended
up—I
ended up getting my run in, right?
There
and we ended up speaking. Yeah. We ended up speaking about an hour later, so it was all fine in the end. But if I had hesitated, if I had said no, I'm not. I'm going to wait until this guy calls. Then I would have never run, and he never ended up calling until later. So I would have missed the opportunity. So you do. There is a way to fit it in. There's always a way.
I mean, I dare say that that's even a metaphor. It's like it's either I can or I just can't, you know? And if you say I can and I'm going to, or it's like, I can't, you know, it's two ways to live your life. I think runners
Absolutely.
Go with the first.
Yeah. We're also going to have two other cabinet ministers on the show this week, Catherine McKenna and Kirsty Duncan. Ben, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it.
Ben Kaplan is iRun's editor and general manager. Coming up next, Canada's defense minister, Harjit Sajjan. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th annual Canada Army Run, presented by BMO in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race. The 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. Welcome back to iRun Radio. We're on the air every Sunday morning on 1310 News in Ottawa. And you can also listen to the podcast and check out past editions of the show at irun.ca. Just click on radio. Harjit Sajjan is Canada's defense minister and a member of parliament from Vancouver. We had a chance to talk with him on iRun Radio a few months ago when he was on the cover of iRun Magazine. Harjit Sajjan, welcome to iRun Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So I know a lot of people in the military run kind of because they have to, that it's part of basic training, it's part of showing, maintaining fitness and demonstrating that fitness. But at a certain point, did you kind of get into running beyond just having to do it as a member of the military?
No, absolutely. I mean, obviously, fitness and healthy living is very important in the military, something that we're really trying to push, especially with our new defense policy. And one of the leadership principles in the military is also to lead by example, and I've always sort of lived by that. So I've always tried to remain fit when I was in uniform and also as a police officer as well. But you realize, it's more than that. It's really about you have to look after yourself if you're going to, make good decisions for other people as well. So I've always tried to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and running is something I started getting into much later on, and actually started running half marathons probably about, I think it was 2013 is the first one that I did.
And tell me about that experience.
Like I said, I used to enjoy running, but I never really went too far beyond 10 kilometers, or I used to do a lot of hiking. And when I was in a commanding officer in my regiment, some of my soldiers came up and said, "Hey, sir, we're gonna do the half marathon, the Scotiabank half marathon, and you'd be interested in it." And I've always encouraged our members to do more. And I thought, hey, since they're being encouraged, I'm going to join in. So I said, yeah, sure. So I trained for it. But I think here's the end of funny part. I trained for how I thought I should be doing the half marathon. And I ran it, and I think I did okay. I did it in about an hour and 15 minutes, but I was wiped. And I didn't realize how much energy it takes to go the extra distance. And it's only afterwards when I came back, and my kids are actually laughing at me because I'm pulling muscles where I didn't even think I had muscles. And I Googled half marathon training plans, and I thought, oh, my God, there's so much science behind this. And that's when I really started getting smarter about it. And that's when I really understood what running was about running smart. I was actually running way too much. I was running too hard. And then going to the race, I was already tired out. And then I followed a 3-month plan properly. And that's when I got to have the privilege of doing the Army Run for the first time with the injured soldiers, with Soldier On. So I followed that plan literally to the letter. And then I beat my time even more. And I did the Army Run in about an hour and 44 minutes. So if you follow a plan properly, one, I actually felt really good when I finished as well.
Yeah, well, that's a very good time. So your advice to people then would be to Google half marathon training plan before you run a half marathon, not after, right?
Absolutely. Do not follow my example on the first one there. But the other thing was, it was very energizing as well. I mean, people say, oh, like running long distance is really boring. Well, you know, you listen to music, and I have my race day selection. Now I started listening to audiobooks as well. But the energy you get with people on the side, just cheering or running alongside people, it was quite powerful. And the Army run is even more special because, one, you're running with people who are serving. You're running with people injured veterans, injured soldiers. And you run across Parliament, through the past the Governor General's residence. So it's a very special one.
It is a special run, and we can talk more about that in a moment, but since you mentioned it, what kind of music do you like to listen to when you're running, and what are some of the audiobooks that you've heard as well while you've been running?
Okay, so, oh, great. I am a little embarrassed by this, so my running music is all trance music, and so I'm a very particular Euro trance with a certain beat. And my wife always gets upset because it's the same beat, right? It's the same song over and over again, even with a different one. I guess that's the point. I want to get into a certain cadence.
Okay, and so you're using it for the rhythm.
Exactly, yeah. So yeah. I put my mind right out of it, and off I go. So normally during race days, I'll only listen to music, but when I'm training, especially for the longer weekly runs that I do, then I'll listen to various audiobooks as well.
And do you think on the run? I know there are some people who they use that as time to kind of revisit a challenge that they're facing, or think about, in your case, maybe think about a speech that you're about to give. Do you use it for that as well?
Absolutely. I actually like to get myself pumped up for things to both get myself motivated, but also when you've had a really, really tough day and you're frustrated about something, I like to kind of run it, run it out of my system. So I like to switch up my runs, getting into the shorter, more anaerobic as well. So it all depends on how I'm kind of feeling. And if you, the time of the week that I'm at, then I'll have a different run. And it really does, in my opinion, for me at least, it clears the mind, it gets you more focused. And you're able to think a lot better the next day.
And let's talk about that mental aspect, because obviously members of the Canadian Armed Forces and even people who work in emergency services, first responders, they face a very challenging job. There's a higher incidence of issues like post-traumatic stress disorder, of course, and I'm not suggesting in any way that running is going to fix or alleviate all of that on its own, but I think running can be part of mental as well as physical fitness for people who are in demanding roles like that.
No, absolutely, and I think especially in the military, the Canadian Forces, we're getting far more smarter at how we train people. It's not just about in the past. We're just going to run really hard and see who kind of makes it, and you leave it at that. But we look at it as, what are the science behind how you build somebody up? Where, for what type of job are you going to do, and what type of physical ability is needed? But absolutely, I know that it's not running for a better mental health is important. And for some people who it works for them, but there's some people it'll be a little different. Some people just like to jog, but other people like to hike more or do different type of running. And it all, you need to fit into what works for you best. And Soldier On for the Army Run has really demonstrated that when you bring people together and you do a half marathon, whether you're going to be walking it, you're going to be on a wheelchair, or you're doing, or you're going to be running it and to be your own personal time. It really does build really good resilience. The camaraderie was phenomenal as well, because people are cheering each other on. So it really does a lot. I mean, when I got to do a Soldier On, it meant a lot for me, and it really changed my perspective for my own mental health. And it's one of the reasons I've continued on with it as well.
You must have run in some interesting places, given how much you've traveled in your life and as defense minister more recently. So is there anywhere in particular that stands out in the interesting places that you've run?
Yes, no, my schedule is obviously quite difficult to manage. And one thing I realized was, one, whether I'm in Ottawa or international, I just got to get out and run. So in Ottawa, on average, I'm probably running after 10 p.m. I know it doesn't work for some people, but for me, it works fine. I actually can sleep afterwards.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, because that's often the challenge for people, is that you run, it gets you energized and fired up, your blood's flowing, your heart's pumping, and then you can't go to sleep, but not in your case.
No, for me, I can sleep just fine afterwards.
Well,
I don't know why. But if I don't do it at that time, it's not going to happen, right? And so that's one thing I found when I first started, trying to fit into my schedule other places wasn't working. You know that in the late, whether it's 10 p.m. or even midnight, you just got to get out and stick with the schedule. So so when I travel internationally, and especially when I'm training for the half marathon, you have to go out and run. I remember landing in Ethiopia, and I couldn't run outside, but I hit the treadmill, and I was on the treadmill and thought, oh my God, I'm really tired, right? And that's when somebody comes up to me, you realize what else you got here, right? And then I said, oh, okay, it's not, I'm not that out of shape. Right? But I've run, like, I'll just, whether I'm at NATO, I'll just go out for a run from the hotel into the streets. I've run in Kiev, along the water. I was recently running in Rome. That was actually really neat, running through the various streets and the parks. So I've had the opportunity to run in a lot of different places. I've also run in a lot of different bases where our troops are at as well. But any opportunity, what I try to do is when I land, regardless how late it is actually just get out there and get a workout and get me into a proper rhythm.
All right, let's talk about the Army Run. And for those people who have never done it, how would you describe what's special and unique about the Army Run? Because it really is in a category of its own as a race.
No, it really is. I ran as a soldier who was part of the injured crew, soldier on, the first time I ran it. And that was a tremendous experience, because I was with so many inspiring current serving and former members who were injured in different capacity. And you put rank aside, and it's all about supporting one another. And it was a really phenomenal moment. And then when they show up at the start line, the tremendous outpouring you get from all the other Canadians that are out there, and also a lot of serving members who are just running as well, it really makes a special of why this is important. This is in other cities when you run, it's about, the great feeling, running together, people cheering on the side. But this is also, at the same time, it's an act of remembrance as well, that after all, sometimes the difficulty a serving member has gone through, whether it's some type of PTSD or a physical injury, you get inspired in so many different ways. And I'll give you one example of this. There was one soldier who was injured, and it was the first time that I ran. He was picked to do the Antarctic expedition with Prince Harry, and he was one of two Canadians that got to go. And he was injured overseas in Afghanistan. But then, to train for this expedition, he pulled a car tire, the entire half marathon route to prepare for that expedition. So talk about inspiring Canadians, inspiring all of us, right?
Yeah.
And when
wow.
you're talking about all the challenges that you have, this person finished it, and it was just amazing, right? What the mental resilience you can see in other people. That's what makes it so special. This is more beyond, not just about you coming together as a community, but you look at others and how to support them. But more importantly, you're getting so much out of it for yourself, because you're seeing people who are beating the odds.
Well, it's great to hear your perspective on the Army Run and to hear your own experiences as a runner. Minister, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for having me, and thanks very much for also highlighting the tremendous work our members do, and I just encourage everybody to come out to the Army Run.
That's Canada's Defence Minister, Harjit Sajjan. Coming up next, Federal Environment Minister, Catherine McKenna. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th Annual Canada Army Run, presented by BMO in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa-Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race. The 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. Catherine McKenna is a member of Parliament from Ottawa and the Federal Environment Minister. We spoke with her a few weeks back when she was preparing to run at Ottawa Race Weekend. Welcome to iRun Radio.
It's great to be joining you.
And, you know, I was thinking, I think the first time I ever met you was at the Hindenburg Centennial Run, a 5K race, and this was before you were a member of Parliament. It was during your long 2-year campaign to become a member of Parliament.
My campaign run, and then I really ran in that race part of my campaign.
Exactly. Yeah, so how long have you been running? Because I know you started out as a competitive swimmer, right?
Yeah, I always, you know what, I always have run. Especially right now, I travel so much that it's a great way to see a new place. But I just love running, and luckily living in the back of the Ottawa Centre, we have amazing places to run.
We do.
I love running along the canal and then to the Ottawa River. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the running that you've done before you were in politics. And as you mentioned, you know, if you're short on time and if you're traveling, it is a great way to stay fit because you can take it anywhere.
Yeah, well, so I'm not like you, Mark. I haven't run a marathon. The most I've run really is 10K races. But I actually just do it more for fun. I do swimming to compete. I still compete in swimming masters, but running is just something I love doing. I've actually taken to doing briefings when I go travel, that there's very little time. So I will say to my chief of staff, get your running shoes. We can talk about what's going to happen today while we run. And so I've had a chance to run really around the world. And it's just great. You know what? There's nothing better than a run to kind of lift up your day.
Yeah.
Especially I have sometimes really long days, and I actually don't even mind getting up early to go for a run because I think it just gets me in the right frame of mind.
Absolutely. So you actually get a briefing while you're running. Now, is your chief of staff okay with that?
luckily, he is very fit.
Okay.
because we were very lucky. Yeah, we're good fit for each other because he's quite happy to go for a run too.
Yeah, well, that's good, because I think it was Peter McKay that I talked to a few years ago, and he said one time that he had to go for a run somewhere and in another country, and they provided security to go with him, and the people they provided were not runners, so they couldn't keep up with him.
That's fine. That's not very useful.
No, exactly. So tell me about some of the interesting places you've run.
Well, when I first took the job, when I first became Minister of Environment and Climate Change, you might recall that we were negotiating the Paris Agreement. So my first run as minister outside of the country was in Paris.
Nice.
So that was great when I was trying to figure out everything I needed to know about these negotiations while running with my chief of staff. But as I say, I try to go for a run wherever I go. So in Ireland, I was in Ireland with the prime minister. I went for a run in Phoenix Park where we were staying. Wherever I go, including in Canada. It's just, you know what? It's such a nice way to actually figure out what the place is like. Because every place is so different. And I'm happy to go in kind of gritty city runs in New York. And also I'm the minister responsible for national parks. So going for a run in a national park is obviously awesome. I've done a number of runs in Banff, one of the most beautiful places to have a run.
Yeah, absolutely. And I find when you travel on business, if you go to a conference or you have a bunch of meetings, often you don't really get to see the city except maybe in the taxi on the way to the airport or something like that. When you go for a run, though, you actually get to explore and see some things you wouldn't see if you were just stuck in meetings all day.
So that is absolutely true. I was in another negotiation in Vienna. And the only time I was there for a really short period of time, the only time I had was to go for a run. And you kind of get a sense of the place, you know, a little bit. You get a snapshot, but it was really amazing.
Yeah. And you also see it at a different time. I remember one time I went for a run. It's funny you mentioned Paris, because I often use this example. I was there with my family, but I went early in the morning to go for a run, and I got to see the sunrise and the light hitting the Eiffel Tower at a certain time of the day, and I never saw that the rest of the time I was there. So even though we went to the Eiffel Tower, we went at night or in the afternoon, and it just wasn't the same experience as when I went by on my run.
You know, you're totally right. That really makes me think of a run I did for the G7 Environment Ministers meeting. It was in Toyama, it was amazing because it was I was running and I saw, like, it was Sunday morning, very early, and I went by a temple and I just saw, you know, some elders that were there at the temple. It was very, very quiet, and there were, you know, flags fluttering in the air. It was really actually very peaceful and really beautiful snapshot into you know, this little community. So lots of great things you can do for a run. You often think it's just exercise, but actually it's so much more.
Yeah. And do you find it's good for you mentally as well? Do you do a lot of thinking while you're running? Does it clear your mind?
Yeah, so you know what's funny about running is I never really know what's going to happen. Sometimes I will have like a bad Madonna song, and that's all that's going through while I'm running. Or sometimes I will, you know, be thinking about some issue I've been trying to figure out. Or in my case, you know, how do you talk about climate change to folks and make it real? And you often get these great ideas because there's so little time in my day, I find, to actually step back and reflect. And so this was my little moment where it's time all to myself. People aren't interrupting me. There's no phone calls. There's no emails. There's no meetings. And so it's great. I now, though, have taken to running with our dog, Skokie. And that's a whole other experience because Skokie really likes chasing squirrels. So that gets trickier.
Okay, yeah, that's more complicated for sure. That can take you in some unusual directions, I'm sure.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Now, you mentioned the national parks, and that's a whole other level of running to go to some of these places and run on the paths through these parks. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I think that's something more Canadians have to do.
Yeah, and actually, we've been trying to, as a focus with parks, trying to have opportunities for good trails so that folks can get out. Parks, like, obviously, there's parks like Banff where it's pretty easy to go for a run, but we have more remote parks. And just having that experience. So we have multi-use trails, so you can go ride your bike or you can go for a run, and you can find them across the country. So we're very lucky to have amazing parks. The one parks you can't run in, actually, are the High Arctic. Those parks are a little bit harder to run in, but you can go for a nice hike there.
Yeah. And so you've run, you mentioned you ran in Banff National Park. Anywhere else?
PEI, I've run there. I'm Cape Breton Highlands. I mean, basically, I go for a run, and our parks are so different. And Canadians, actually, we love parks. Last year, it was free to celebrate Canada 150. We made all our parks and National Historic Sites free.
Yeah.
And we had record number of visitors. And you know what? Almost all of our parks have these trails where you can go to, really just really gorgeous way to really appreciate the natural beauty that we have in Canada. I mean, we are so lucky compared to so many other countries where, you know, they just don't have the open spaces and also the diversity. And that's the thing about Canada. Our parks are chosen because they represent different geographical regions and different kind of ecological regions of the country. So you can see really totally different kinds of places. Like if you go to Haida Gwaii, you know, you're going to see rainforest. And if you go, you know, the High Arctic is going to be different. And if you go out east, so it's great.
All right, let's talk about Ottawa Race Weekend, because I remember running into you at the finish line last year or the year before, and you were running with your daughter, I think, right?
Yeah, so I have three kids, and they all have their own sport, but my middle daughter really likes running. So the first time we ran, I'm trying to think, it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and we did the 2K. I think it's 2K.
Yep, the family run. Yep.
Now we've moved up to the 5K. So she's 11. We'll get to the 10K at some point, but it's just great. it's just a great way to hang out. She loves it. She likes competing, and so she gets like quite into it. And it's, you know, what I love about the just seeing the diversity of body types, but diversity of ages, and people from all over the world, and people are so excited. And I'm lucky; I've been able to, you know, start the race, like the 10K, and you know, you just see masses of people who are just really excited to get out there and run. And it's so, it makes me happy because it is, we need people to be healthier, and healthier minds and healthier bodies. And so seeing so many people, I think we're, over 40, maybe close to 50,000 people that come out for Ottawa Race Weekend doing all different types of races, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And so you've had the role of officially starting the race. And are you going to participate again this year?
Going to do the 5K again with my daughter. It's our thing. You know, maybe one time I should work out to the marathon. It's, the problem is I don't have enough time to train. But maybe a half. Maybe I'll do a half at some point.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you could fit that in. I think you could do it. You're.
If I started training, you know, at 2 a.m. every day, it'd be lots of...
Yeah.
It is amazing, though. It is amazing how many people do, like, train for marathons. And you see people in Ottawa, like, you really see it along the canal, and people are hardcore, like, getting out there even when it's still really cold, because May is pretty early for a race, if you're doing a marathon, but people are out there training. It's great.
Yeah, well, you and I had the chance to run together once on a very, very cold day, so I...
It was, how cold was that, Mark?
I don't remember. We were covered in layers, and we had frost on our faces when it was over, right? And then you...
We felt good, though. We felt very hardcore.
Yeah, I was very proud that day that we got out there and did it.
Well, it was really nice of you to take me for a run. It was fun, and actually, it's also, I often run alone just because... You can just do it any time, and so I will go when the kids are still sleeping in the morning, or as I say, when I'm traveling. But it's nice to go with other people, just have a bit of a chat too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us on the show, and good luck with your daughter in the 5K at Ottawa Race Weekend.
All right, I can't wait, and good luck to you too. Are you running? What are you running?
I'm running the marathon. And,
always make me feel so guilty, but that's great. Well, go kick it.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Mark. Bye.
That's Environment Minister Catherine McKenna. Coming up next, our interview with the minister responsible for sport in Canada, Kirsty Duncan. For some, they are a brother, a sister, a mother, or a father. But for all of us, they are heroes. Show your support for the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces. Join iRun at the 11th Annual Canada Army Run. Presented by BMO, in support of Soldier On and the Support Our Troops Fund. Join us as we run, walk, and roll through the streets of Ottawa Gatineau with our military in Canada's most inspiring race, the 2018 Canada Army Run, September 23rd. This is no ordinary race. Register at armyrun.ca. Kirsty Duncan is Canada's Minister of Science and also the Minister of Sport and Persons with Disabilities. She is passionate about running, even though injuries have made it difficult for her to participate recently. We spoke with her on iRun Radio just before Ottawa Race Weekend. Kirsty Duncan, thanks for joining us.
Nice to meet you last week, and know I'm cheering you on for the coming weekend.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And so tell me, you know, we should probably start with the fact that you're not running right now. So tell us a little bit about that. Despite the fact that you are a passionate runner, you can't do it right now. That must be very difficult.
It is very difficult. I was one of those people who ran an hour and a half every day, Monday to Friday, and Saturday and Sunday were long runs, and I would race usually from about May to October, so it's tough not to be running, but the joy comes now from watching friends and colleagues or the kids I coach dancing, seeing them take up running and hitting that first personal best or entering that first race.
So you have some issues with your neck and back right now. Is that what's keeping you from running?
Yes, gymnast all my life, so you pay the price a bit later on. And it was actually watching the 96 Olympics and realizing I'm never going to be able to do the things I did in gymnastics again that got me into running. And my goal was to jog 1 mile. That was it. And the next day got up, I jogged 1 mile because I had always not liked running in the various sports I did. And I did it 3 more times, was very excited, and the next day struggled to get out of bed. And but I wanted to take up a sport for once where I was not going to compete in it, and I was just going to jog a mile. But a friend of mine said, there's a 5-mile race in 3 weeks. And I said, no, I jog 1 mile. And but that 5-mile race kept playing around in my head. So I entered it and loved it and was pretty well hooked from that moment on.
Okay, wow. And I know what you mean about if you've been involved in competitive sports, or if you've been involved in anything else where you feel like you have to compete or you have to stay on top of your game. I know that for some people, running can be, and it has been for me sometimes, a thing where, you know what, I'm going to do this to participate. I'm going to do this to get some enjoyment and fulfillment, but I don't necessarily have to be the best. In fact, I don't even want to be, because I want this to be an outlet where I don't feel that kind of pressure, right?
That's it exactly, Mark. Like, gymnastics, we train 6 nights a week, 5 hours a night, and dancing on top of that. And so this was really going to be an outlet. And I coached and judged many sports as well. This was going to be a way to blow off steam at the end of a long, hard day, let the mind wander, enjoy some beautiful roots. And it quickly became about what's the next distance, and you want to hit that personal best, and recording every run. But I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about some of the running experiences you've had over the years. I know you've done some half marathons and marathons, and you've done some other interesting races as well.
Absolutely. And I know you have too. Did many half marathons, and then I was never interested in doing a full marathon, but then you do the first one. The first one I ever did was Ottawa. And again, like that first race, absolutely hooked. Loved marathons. Did Boston's, and one of my favorite runs years ago, I ran from Sudbury to Toronto to raise money for Make-A-Wish. And I would run 13 miles on, 13 miles off. And I wrote to the Sudbury Rocks Running Club. I'm from Toronto. They didn't know me. And I said, would you help me do this? And they kicked off this Sudbury to Toronto run with a race, and people dressed as fairies, and there were glitter and wands, and the children were involved. And then we took off down the highway to Toronto, and it was really lovely. I think that's typical of running. You meet people who love to run, and they help this absolute stranger to do this. And, you know, Sudbury holds a really near and dear place in my heart because of the Sudbury Rocks Running Club.
So you ran all the way from Sudbury to Toronto?
Absolutely, wow. Yes. I wanted to raise money for children for Make-A-Wish.
And how long did that take?
We did it, I can't remember if we did it over 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
And there are some good hills there. And
yeah.
I had made this, at the beginning, I said, I'm not going to walk one hill. And I got to tell you, at times it was tough, but I didn't walk one hill.
Well, good for you. And what did you get out of all of these running experiences? What is it that made you hooked on it?
Everything from, I love physical exercise. The mental release, you know, after a hard day of work, to just go and pound the pavement, to exploring my city of Toronto. I know every back route because I had routes all through the city, to when I land in a new city. The first thing I would do is get the running route or just go out and start running. It's the best way to explore a new place. Some of my favorite runs, as I said, Boston, obviously, but the Highlands of Scotland through the Valley of Glencoe. And it's a wonderful way to explore the world and to meet new people. I met wonderful people during Toronto marathons that became lifelong friends.
That's cool. And yeah, running in Scotland, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a race, right? You just find a place to run, and there are just so many amazing places where you can do it in Canada and elsewhere.
And around the world, yes. And it's really, you're out running on a trail or by the river, and you meet people from all over the world. It's a really nice way to meet people and to explore a new place.
And now that you're the Minister of Sport, along with being Minister of Science and being responsible for persons with disabilities as well, but with your focus on sport, do you think we need to do more to promote running in this country?
Oh, I think running is for everyone. Whether you want to go out and, you know, jog to the end of the street, or you want to go jog that first mile, I think it's great for any age group. It's good for fun. It's good to meet new people. And then for those who are really interested in building up distance or starting to race, I think it's a great sport for anyone. You get your running shoes on and you go.
Yeah, and I try to encourage people to think of it that way, too. There are a lot of people who say, oh, I could never do that. I can't run. I actually think more people can run than think they can run. You do have to kind of overcome those first few weeks and get acclimatized to the new sport and that kind of thing. But more people run, more people can run and can do a 5K or a 10K or even a half marathon than think they can.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, Mark. And, you know, now that my back doesn't allow it, when people say, oh, I've always wanted to try, I say, then come out and do that first run with me. And even if they're like, oh, I can't jog 2 minutes, I said, we're going to do it together. And they do it, and you just see their faces light up. And I said, ready to do another 2 minutes? And they are. And you can just see the excitement and this new way of living.
And do you have a favorite run out of all of them, whether it's a race or it was some other experience of just running somewhere? Is there something that stands out for you?
There's probably three. I love the Boston Marathon. I love Race Around the Bay in Hamilton. And when I'm traveling, that run through Glencoe or a run through the Lake District, those are pretty high on my list. And I'm going back to my beloved Scotland in a few weeks, and I won't be running through Glencoe, but I'll be trudging through the valley with my weights.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And I, you know, I feel for you because I know how passionate you are about running, and it's sad that you can't do it, but your passion is evident, and I really appreciate you talking about it with us. Thank you.
Mark, can I say thank you to you for doing this show? I think it's so inspiring, and you're going to inspire so many more people to get involved or to run that longer distance or to find that love. So thank you to you, and just hope you have a PB on the weekend and enjoy that 28th marathon.
Thank you very much.
That's Kirsty Duncan, Canada's Minister of Science and the Minister of Sport and Persons with Disabilities. And that's it for our show this week. Thank you very much for joining us. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.